we interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous, Phil. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
And now a 43-yard drive for the win. Good snap, good hold. Kick is good. Washington wins it. A game that saw five lead changes, three in the fourth quarter alone. And this was some game here in Landover.
Sorry, Giants fans. I don't mean to rub any salt in there. Listen, it's just week two, baby.
Yeah, but that's probably it. They're probably already eliminated.
Wow!
Yeah, that was rough.
They lost to the Washington no-names 30-29.
Yeah.
They were penalized for being offsides, and that got them within field goal range, right?
Yeah, it was not a... it was not a bad game at all.
Yeah.
It was just the teams were not good. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The game was good, but the teams were not good, so it came down to that field goal where... Washington tried the field goal, and the Giants jumped off sides. Washington missed it. They missed that field goal.
But they got another try.
They got another try.
They missed it 48 yards.
And made it at 43.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Right.
It's going to be a long year for the Giants, I think.
Yeah, I see a lot of activity on social about the Giants. And
their team and their fans already hate Saquon Barkley.
Why?
He's already the biggest mistake the team's ever made. Because he was unbelievable, but then he blew out his knee.
Oh.
So he's just coming back, and Giants fans gave him two games.
Oh, all right.
And that was it. Daniel Jones is the worst quarterback in the league. He's fast.
Yeah.
So everyone around him equates that to, oh, he's good. He's good. Danny Dimes.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple wide open runs, and that was it. He's the worst quarterback in the league.
Wow. Oopie's just happy they covered.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's all that matters, which is fine.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Why the hell not? But no, they are Giants fans. Watch footballs, all the footballs on Saturdays. Get yourself acclimated with Shane Rattler.
Is that going to be the quarterback?
Probably. That's
yeah. The
quarterback from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. But just start watching around Saturdays because you're going to end up with the first overall pick, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Unless they can turn things around a little bit. Well, probably not.
Giants fans just get so emotional over these games.
I mean, I don't blame them. They're a storied franchise that historically comes up with big wins and every couple years is at least good, but it's been a couple years. But they have two Super Bowl championships within 20 years, so they have to shut up. Giants fans aren't allowed to complain.
Do you see that Tom Brady's going to play till he's 50?
Yeah. He said that before.
Yeah.
I can see that. What's he, 48?
Can Tom Brady play until 50 years old?
Wow. Seems to be a really hot question lately.
You're 44. That's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Wow.
Six
more years of Tom Brady, gang.
No, not happening. I didn't realize that it was that. I thought he was like 48 or something.
Yeah,
I had no idea. No, he can't. He'll play this year. And if he's good or okay, which they will be, he'll play next year, and then it'll be like, this might be it.
Yeah, like, I get that Tom Brady loves playing football, but also you've done it. You won. You got a supermodel. You got a ton of Super Bowl rings. You got a ton of money.
Man, these guys have a hard time walking away. So
I know.
Yeah, I can see him playing for quite some time, but...
But not
hit,
Gronk, and if he doesn't have Gronk, I don't think he likes being there.
Yeah, seriously.
Gronk wanted to go 2 years ago.
Yeah, he has weapons around him. A lot of weapons around him.
Yeah. Gronk is just like, come on, man. I want to go be like, Party Time. We did it, though, bro.
He's like, I want to take off my football pants.
Yeah, I want to go put Tide Pod. I'm a football past I pod.
So we are live on a Friday, big Friday show. What are you laughing at?
Tag's like, Cody, why are you giving Jones so much credit? He's worse than most college quarterbacks.
Oh, wow. All right.
Hey, 0-star recruit coming out of high school. I don't think I've said that before.
I know, buddy.
He's trash.
I know.
When Duke's the only team that wants anything to do with you?
Wow. 315-364-109 K-Rock. Text sign, where are my people at? Where are my dogs at, Cody? Ringo's next door. I gave him a treat. I don't know if I'm allowed to give him a treat.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know if Rick Arias is like on some special, like, perfect dog diet or something.
Oh, you seen that dog? He don't look like he missed much treats.
Yeah, it's okay, Ringo, buddy.
Ringo, chunky boy.
And I think we got Barley coming in today. You're going to have all the animals this week, dude.
Nice, dude.
You're going to be overwhelmed with animal love.
I'm getting another tegu.
Green Day. Good morning. It's K-Rock. So, if you are a fan of Winnie the Pooh, you can now rent his cottage as a Airbnb.
I like that. If you can't afford this,
you can stay at my house, and I'll just walk around with a t-shirt and no pants on.
I was going to say, yeah.
That's a little cheaper version of it.
I like that. The Bear B&B, but it's B-A-R-E.
Yeah, because it's my bear fanny.
Yeah. I like that, though.
And my front wiener. And my bottom
Oh, you're going full out.
Yeah. I'm taking everything off.
All right.
Everything off. It's a cottage inspired by Winnie the Pooh's, tree. He lived in a tree? I didn't follow much Winnie the Pooh. Like, I'm aware of the characters.
Not in a sense of, like, up in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
In it. Like, they all lived in trees, basically. Most, I mean, the rabbit was in his rabbit hole. But, you know what I mean? Like, Tigger was in a tree. The little pig was in a little.
Piglet.
Like, he was in a tree.
Name all the characters. Christopher Robbins.
Eeyore.
Winnie Pooh. Yeah, Eeyore, I forgot about. Piglet. And then Tigger.
Kanga and Roo.
Wait, there was a Kanga and a Roo?
Kanga and Roo.
There's two of them?
Yeah, Roo. It's a little tiny little thing.
Rabbit was just called Rabbit?
Yeah, Rabbit.
Stupid.
I think that was it.
Owl?
I was going to say, yeah, there's the owl. Is it just named Owl? Because I like that with animals when they're just named the things they are.
Yeah.
I find that funny.
This is Owl.
This is Owl.
Oh, all right.
This is a bear.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. There may have been. Oh no! You know what? I'll include them because I like the song. There's also Heffalumps and Woozles.
There is.
Yeah.
And then there's Jermaine
and Tito
Latoya.
Yeah.
Here's twitch.tv/krockcny. There's a gopher called Gopher.
Yeah, he talks like this.
You're way more into the Pooniverse than I am.
Yeah, I love to be into the Pooniverse.
Here's I'm gonna show you photos, Twitch. Here's the photos of the.
Is it in like England?
Yeah, it's in Essex.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not a stateside project, if you will.
It's a partnership between Disney and Airbnb.
Wow.
They use the details. I'm going to show you the inside, too. It's pretty cool. It has Mr. Sanders sign above the door.
Which I forget. Always was weird.
He has a last name? Pooh Sanders?
No, it's not.
Or Winnie?
It's not. That's not him. I forget what it is. There's an explanation.
Guys, there's so much to unpack.
I know. It's weird.
You can go into the 100 Acre Woods. You get poo sticks. A game played by dropping sticks from Poo Sticks Bridge. It's $130 a night starting this Monday. Here is.
How much?
$130 a night. That's not bad. It's like a hotel room.
Yeah.
There's your inside of it. It's like a tiny house.
Huh.
There's like a little cabin, I guess. Is that like somebody else's house out there? I'm showing the Twitch viewers right now, twitch.tv/krockcny. I mean, it's really cool.
I'm on a little delay, so let me see. So that's a different house? I don't know what that is.
I know, there's like a little shack on the property. Is that where another one of the characters lived?
Is that where, does Piglet live in a little shack like that?
Yeah.
With a door like that? Or is that the spun around view, if you will?
Oh, maybe that's the side of it? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it's got that big front tree part.
Yeah.
That could just be the side. Yeah, that's probably the side of it. You're right. That's probably the side of it.
A little side poo. Nice.
I think it's cute. It's just a little tiny house.
Yeah.
I don't know how comfortable it would be to stay in, but.
Yeah. I don't know. A night, though, for...
Am I just out in the woods for a night?
Yeah, not like a, you know, for like slaying poon.
Yeah.
Poon.
You wouldn't bring chicks to the air.
Nah, this is for
Airbnb.
Like, nah, this is, you bring like your kid.
Kids are going to stay in the poo house. Are kids still into Winnie the Pooh, or is that, you know, has that gone the belly of the buffalo?
I hope not, because even I like Winnie the Pooh. I still watch the specials when they're on.
You're of an older generation. I mean, like, are new kids into Winnie the Pooh?
Do your kids watch it?
No.
Even when there's specials, like Christmas?
Nope.
I don't watch the Christmas special where the letter from to Santa gets blown away and then Pooh lets it off the cliff, but then Santa comes. Oh.
No. I don't even know the special you're talking about.
It's either before or after the Garfield one that's on.
Back to John's
farmhouse.
I'm one of the few people that don't really care about Halloween and Thanksgiving Christmas specials. I don't care for them.
Interesting.
It takes my favorite characters out of their element. You know?
I hear you.
Although this Disney Haunted Mansion movie, that's going to be awesome. They're making a movie about the Haunted Mansion.
Never mind. I'm thinking of the Tower of Terror or something. Isn't that already a thing?
I think that Haunted Mansion was already a cartoon, and then they made it a ride, and now they're going to go back and do it.
That's cool, though.
Again? I don't know, man.
I ain't going down there.
Yeah, people are pissed that you completely ruined that. You gave the whole plot away, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but you don't know what happens with... There's side things. Maybe Rabbit traps Santa and kills him.
Oh.
Dark plot twist.
Ooh, murder, suicide.
Huh?
Yeah, I know they already made a Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy, but that's the Disney one.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And that was awful.
It was awful.
That was awful.
It was awful.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But those are the only, like, specials I'll watch are Disney ones. I mean, Muppet ones. Something about the Muppets, man. I love them. Your mom says I'm dead to her.
That's it. Sorry. That's okay.
Rabbit woke up one day and chose violence. He did.
Yeah. He can't help it.
Rabbit comes running back into Pooh's little house.
Covered
in blood. I killed Santa. I killed him.
Pooh.
I had to do it.
Gotta hide me, Pooh.
Oh, Rabbit.
Oh, Rabbit.
Oh, did you go and kill Santa again?
Eeyore comes walking out of the rain.
There's been a murder.
And then Tigger, I'm on cocaine. This is great. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, bother.
I gotta go flush some stuff. The feds are gonna be all over us, man. You're putting too much heat on us, Rabbit.
Too much heat.
You're putting too much heat on us.
Oh, man. Oh. So... I'm going to get out of here. I got some things I shouldn't have on my computer. I got to go burn some hard drives. If anybody's looking for me, I'll be hanging out behind this here cliff, not throwing any computer monitors or towers off of it.
If anybody needs me, I'll be shoving balloons up my butthole.
Tigger, come with me. I need you to bounce something off a cliff.
We have sullied the Winnie the Pooh brand.
Hey, we're not the one that killed Santa. Rabbit is.
I know, it's true. And it's a really, not to ruin the movie for you, but it's a really gory murder scene, too. Like, it's a Quentin Tarantino level.
Oh, my God, Rabbit disembowels him.
He disembowels him, and then he wears Santa's face on his face.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he talks about making a honeypot for Winnie the Pooh.
And he, like, has sex with Santa's corpse, and it's really, like, It turns your stomach. You're not gonna enjoy it.
I threw up twice.
Yeah, it's a really intense scene. So
it was pretty cool.
Prepare your family. I mean, if your kids might not be into that, because
I mean, if they are,
then maybe get into therapy or something. I don't know.
See, they need the same therapist that Eeyore does.
They need to talk to somebody. Ahoy, hoy, happy Friday! Hey, guys! We're almost to the weekend, gag.
Weekend. Weekend.
Anyways, you know, I got to give credit to Panchitos. They're like one of the only foods anywhere that like fills me up for 12 hours. Like I got a burrito for lunch yesterday, a super burrito.
Wow.
And I was like, I went to bed still satisfied. I was still satisfied from that burrito that by bedtime. It's so big and girthy.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
It's so good.
Give me all the... I want
chicken.
Ingredients. I like ingredients.
I got the super burrito.
Okay. Oh, my God.
What?
Mr. Goblet's finished the story, and he's serious. His friend is a cremator and sometimes bring pieces home.
No.
I'll leave it at that. I figure you let that go. You pretend like you never heard that.
This person's trolling us. There's no way that's really the truth.
I'm going to give you some real advice. Just, you never heard that. If that's a thing, you never heard that.
All right, stand by.
What?
Mr. Goblet, you're trolling us. No, I got the super chicken. You get the chicken breasts. Then you get the rice.
White or brown?
No, it's like a brown rice. Pinto beans.
You like a pinto?
Yep. And then I just do cheese and sour cream.
Shredded?
Shredded cheese.
Or melty?
No, it's not melty. It's not like Velveeta. It's like high-end cheese.
Oh, see, no, I want poured cheese in my stuff like
do?
That. Yeah, so that's why I get a little side of that. What's super chicken? What is that? Is this bigger burrito?
Yeah, like a chicken burrito doesn't have the rice and beans.
Oh, I got you. Gotcha.
Super has the rice and beans.
Gotcha.
So I went in there and I got that super chicken and I shame ate it right in that parking lot, and it was delicious, man.
I don't blame you, man. I think it's crazy. Remember?
Dude, it was so good.
When we went over there, was it Sunday brunch?
Yeah.
And I got that, and it was as big as my arm.
Yeah, man.
I got to go there and get other stuff, though, because now that's readily available to me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get other things. I don't think I've had anything else. Like, I see things on their storefront, other food items that's, you know, not a burrito, and I'll have to get that.
You know what upsets me, though? If you're at a counter and you're ordering, I feel like I need to give some kind of lessons on speaking loud and dictate what you're going to say.
Yeah. Because
I'm behind people.
No.
And they're like, I'm going to say something. And the person's like, I'm sorry, what? Let me get something over there.
Yeah.
You got to speak up. I can't hear you. You want Pico or no Pico? I'm going to say
something. Yeah, that's cool. I always,
like, dictate what you're saying. Speak up.
I always wonder that myself when in situations like that where someone's just really quiet and you can tell the person is having a hard time.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. What's that? Sorry, what was that? Yeah, I'll just get one of those and I'll just take a... Because then...
Like, let him speak, man.
Right? Because then I come up there.
Let him... we can't hear you.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You or I walk up to a situation like that and neither of us...
are quiet.
Yeah,
anyway.
I have zero inside voice.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, hey, how we doing? And sometimes if I see a situation where...
You'll help them?
Where it's been like that, where a couple people I've seen, they're just... I'll get up and go, hey, how we doing? All right.
He's taking over.
All right, let's see.
He's taking over because he slows down my ordering.
Right? So I'll be loud as hell, and then you'll definitely hear what I'm saying. There'll be no confusion.
And the masks don't help. And Panchito's has a plexiglass barricade now.
Yeah.
So if you're not loud, they're not hearing a thing you're saying over there.
No. That's where is that a problem? And then, like, that's where I had to start doing that because there's certain places where I have to be loud because the counters are taller than I am.
I'm down here.
Yeah, let me get food.
Is anybody here? What it sound?
I'm down here.
I'm here. I'm a man.
See my fingertips?
I'm a man, and I would like to give you my man money for food, please.
I'm ringing a bell, so you see me. Hi.
So, yeah, I was thinking that last night, like, I didn't know how to, I was going to tweet that, but I didn't know how to put it into words. Like, I was sitting there looking at my phone. I'm like, nothing satisfies me like punch. No, that doesn't sound right.
Right.
I've never been filled more. Nope, that doesn't sound right. Nothing came out right.
I never had so much meat forced up into my guts.
Meat filling my internal, my insides.
Nice, thick, girthy, fat, warm. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, see, Goblets, you're trolling us. You're trying to be funny. Don't get me. Goblets texted in saying that he just found out his friend is a cannibal. And I know he's a liar because it doesn't happen.
I'm taking it for truth. Now go over there and hang out with him then, bro.
Yeah. He's like, he just texted me saying he's hungry and wants to hang out.
Well.
People are doing jokes in our Twitch chat today.
Keep us updated.
Yeah. Like, we've talked about eating people before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like just a little sliver of it. That one guy ate himself.
Ooh. It popped up in the memories not too long ago where when I admitted that we should probably farm humans. I need them.
I mean, it's a very controversial take, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, look at cows are ripping apart the ozone with all their fat butt farts. So, there are a lot of these stupid-ass humans walking around.
Yeah.
We're going to have to put you in a field with some grazing troughs, I think.
There was that one guy I saw, I don't know if he did YouTube or something, where he took a little chunk of his own thigh and he cooked it and he ate it. It was really disturbing, but he wanted to see what human meat tasted like.
I would.
Scoot says it tastes like fatty chicken. Not really, Scoot, so the police are on their way.
I would.
You would?
Why not? Whatever.
Eat your meat or eat like another person's meat?
No, I'm probably gross and full of toxins. I'd have to have like a
veal human?
Yeah, like a...
Like a human toddler that was raised...
Right.
I mean, it's disturbing when you say it like that.
Nice toddler tied up to an igloo so it can't walk around too much, so its meat stays nice and tender.
Yeah, dude.
Eats some nice grass, doesn't have time to, like, you know, develop a lot of muscle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What?
Lady Mao, at least he took it from himself. I have to respect that. Yeah, he didn't, like, kill anybody and eat them. He's like, I'll take a chunk out of my own thigh, and he cooked it, and it was, like, sizzling in a pan.
True. True.
If you filled a trough with queso, Josh would feed there. Yeah, I would.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I would.
That's how we get him to do most things.
315-364-109 KROQ text line, powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel. What, you lure me with queso?
You know, you have a horse, you have like a sugar cube.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on, bud.
Come here, buddy.
Come on, a sugar cube. As we do with Josh, we have like a little, like a hot bowl of queso. I'm like, hey, bud, look at.
What do you got there?
Oh,
what do you got over there?
Little queso.
Hold on, what is that over there?
Joshy.
Hey, come here.
Joshy Fat Nuts. Come on.
Come here, Fatty Nuts. And then they put a little bag of Tostitos scoops next to them, or cantina style.
Right, then we just start dropping a chip.
Huh?
And then another chip, and we're walking.
Huh?
Where you going? Let's
check. Hey. Hey, why are you wasting those chips? No. Stop putting the chips down. Just give me the bag.
No. And then he trots right over and gets the bag, and he's eating right out of our hands.
And I got my whole face in the bowl of queso, and it's all over the place. It's a whole thing.
It's a Friday.
It's weird that we talked about cannibalism last hour.
Nom, 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 nom.
Because a woman was eating delicious. A burger and found a human finger in it.
Oh, what?
You gotta finish the burger at that point. It's a good burger. No, it's really, really gross. I'll tell you about that. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Was it a lady finger?
It was a decomposing human finger.
Because if it was a lady finger, maybe she was just eating like tiramisu.
He's making a lady fingers joke. It's been a long week, guys. We're coming unraveled.
That was award winning. Let me just take another one of these.
Go ahead.
I'll just take this home.
Go ahead and look at that award again.
I know this one will be ours again next year.
Cradle that. Show the camera. Let them all notice.
Treat it like a tegu lizard.
Ooh. I'm so sucked into this story. So we've talked about Gabby Petito.
Yeah.
And her disappearance a couple of times this week.
I got into it and then immediately wished, like 2 hours after the fact, that I didn't.
Why?
I don't know. I can't, it just sounds generic, but I just can't stand scumbag guys like this.
Like, I don't know what his deal is.
It just, and it sounds generic, and again, in the cliche thing, but it's just guys like this, I know murderers, but like, if he's not, whatever is going on.
Yeah, we don't know.
Before the case, guys like this just give people, dudes just such a bad rap.
So
and then they just keep following up with other dudes that keep giving it a bad rap.
Is his last name really Laundry? Is that how I'm saying it? It's Laundrie. So it's Laundry. Brian Laundry.
That's weird.
His fiance was in the van with him. They were just doing like a van life trip where they, you know, it's boring white people stuff. But like they're, you know, Instagramming their van trip around the country.
Yep. Doing all the stuff, having fun.
They get in some kind of argument because the police pulled him over in Utah. There's like an hour and a half of body camera footage that came out. I was just watching it a minute ago.
Yeah, I watched a little bit.
And they're like,
when I got into it yesterday.
I guess they pulled him over because of there was a speed, and then he hit the curb, and then he's like, they're like, what's going on in there? And I guess him and the fiance are arguing, and she grabs the wheel, and she's crying. Like, it's a whole damn thing.
It's like,
and he still hasn't spoken to the police.
Yeah, like the guy, like, I just can't. How can you just be such a piece of garbage to drive her van back.
Yeah.
And then just act like it's no big deal. Like they broke up. She said, take the van. And he said, okay. And then came home and was like, what? Well, what's the problem?
I don't know.
It was
not my issue.
He returned back to his Northport, Florida home on September 1st.
Yeah.
She's from Suffolk County here in New York.
And then 10 days.
And then 10 days later, according to police, Petito's family reported her missing to the Suffolk County Police Department, telling investigators they had no contact with her since the last week of August. Despite Laundrie's return, police said that he had made no contact with them about her disappearance. So homeboy comes back.
And immediately gets a lawyer, first of all.
Immediately gets a lawyer, won't talk to anybody.
Before reporting her missing, or that she is reported missing. Yeah. Before.
They've named him a person of interest.
Yeah.
But they said, quote, we don't know what Brian knows. That's the bottom line. We need to know exactly where he was, where she was, their last location, and he hasn't given any of that. Like, it's not a good look, dude.
Before I say it, I understand that, you know, the justice system and all of that crap.
Yeah.
All right? Yes. Fine.
Right.
It's just how it is. But this guy got a lawyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
He clearly told the lawyer stuff, right?
That's what I always wonder when it comes to, like, client privilege.
If you're a
lawyer,
he murdered someone, told someone else allegedly. You know what I mean? Because if I'm that guy's lawyer, I'm gonna go, well, you gotta tell me what you did. He can't be like, no, I just need you. You know what I mean? You're not a mob boss.
And then if the lawyer did, this is why I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know what you're supposed to follow, what your oath is.
But right, I walk in, I go, I need a lawyer.
Didn't kill her. Say he didn't kill her.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Say he just dropped her off at a gas station, like we said the other day.
Yep.
And he goes to the lawyer. Yeah, I dropped her off at the gas station. And now she's been missing for, I don't know, almost a month.
Right.
Wouldn't the lawyer have an obligation to go to the police and be like, just so you know, my client says he did drop her off at this location if you want to start a search.
Yeah.
Like, there's a human involved.
Yeah. There's a human element.
It's not a fight over a couch.
No.
It's a missing woman.
Screw whatever client confidentiality or whatever the hell. Like, you gotta, I don't know.
But why is it between them? Everybody on the text line is saying,
I know.
No, it's confidentiality. But why?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a lawyer who has information that could lead to the finding a body or finding some girl who is still alive.
Yeah.
You should be required to give that information.
And if he doesn't know, well then, okay, but if he knows something, now that's on you too, lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Man, even if, this is Lady Meow saying, even if someone confesses a murder, they can't do anything. It's messed up, man.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
I get it. They got to defend the person.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I very much understand.
But if it comes out later that this poor woman was missing in the desert and had the lawyer on September 1st done something about it.
Yeah. Right?
That's bad. That's bad.
It's just weird. That job has just got to suck so much, man. It's just got to suck so much.
So, the chief of police and the FBI are begging for this attorney to do anything.
Yeah.
He tweeted yesterday, or Wednesday, rather.
Yeah.
We share the frustration with the world right now. Please reach out to police so we can help find Petito. Two people went on a trip and one person returned. That person that returned isn't providing us any information.
Yeah.
They're literally begging, man. Come on. Anything.
That's what I mean.
We'll worry about the legal stuff later. There's a person's life at risk right now.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I understand. You know, I don't understand the legal system, but I understand the legal system of all of how this all works. You know, I've, you know, seen other things. It's just a matter of, I'm just asking now.
Like,
you know,
I'm
why?
Thinking if,
why?
If I'm the father of this girl who's missing, Petito who's missing.
Yeah, I go down to that attorney's office, man.
I'm going to come unravel.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
If you know things and you're not telling me where my child is, it's going to get ugly for you.
Yeah. I'll go to jail. I don't care.
Yeah.
If you've put my daughter or my son at any kind of danger.
Oh, my God.
And now you're just like zipped lips. It's been 17 days since you came back. It's going to get really gross for you.
I don't know how dads do it. There was once a situation involving my sister, and I went off to the point where police officers found me and told me to listen.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
But please chill.
I know.
I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how you guys do it. Can't.
Knock on wood, I hope I never need to, but it's like right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think as this dad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Who is aware of the fact that there's information about his daughter out there somewhere.
Yeah.
And there ain't anyone doing anything about it.
Right. And one person definitely knows. Two people might know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just crazy, man. Oh, it makes my stomach actually hurts.
Yeah. Because there's somebody being quiet to what? Protect themselves?
Yeah.
You think that you have that right?
Yeah.
You are more important than my child?
Right.
And you're more important than this poor woman who's missing right now?
And in 2021, again, allegedly, I from all this assume that he thinks the body is gone. So he will be fine because there was nothing happened in the van. They've already stripped the van and there's nothing in the van.
So you think that if he did do something seedy, he dumped the body in a place where it will never be found?
Yes. I think that he thinks it's gone forever to where nobody will find it. So he just keeps his mouth shut long enough.
He can walk?
Yeah.
And he's that mentally ill that he can just like take a life and not even think about it?
Right.
And just go on with his day to day?
I'm watching these like first 48 and all those stories. The people that do this, it's crazy. I just watched one where this guy killed his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all the footage in the world of him like going to her hotel room and everything. He's clearly guilty. It's almost exactly like this situation where they are waiting for him. Like, guy, they went to his house. They were like, dude, you know, please, there's a woman missing somewhere. And the kid was just like, oh, man, I'm pretty shook up about it, too. And it was his mom. And he's just like smoking cigarettes. And he killed her. He killed her, took her body, buried her in a shallow grave.
Yeah, text line is right. Why can't the lawyer just be a good person for a minute and like make an anonymous tip?
Yeah, there's tip lines. There's no pay phones.
Well, still, whatever, man.
I don't know. I mean,
life is in. I get that you've got to, you know, defend your client. It's a weird thing to me.
Yeah, it's their livelihood, but it's just a weird.
I just don't know how. How I could never be a defense attorney.
No.
If someone like...
No.
I couldn't defend a pedophile.
Oh, God, no, right?
I couldn't defend somebody like this.
Right, nope, just...
I couldn't keep my mouth shut for a month.
Yeah.
Because they're giving me money.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, well, I want money, so I guess I'll keep my mouth quiet.
Well, I guess I'll just hang out. I don't know. That's just weird.
Texline says that there are her dad and her dad's best friend are out in Wyoming looking for her.
I bet.
Yeah, I would be too, man.
Yeah.
I would be too. I'd be looking for her. I would be split between wanting to just massacre this guy who's not speaking about anything.
Right. And then I saw yesterday that now they're looking into where did Instagram go?
Wait, it's been deleted?
Her Instagram's gone.
Who took it down? Probably him. He probably had access to it.
Don't know, but...
Unless Instagram might have taken it down just because they're like, all right, this is weird because you're... But it's like photos and videos of a woman who may or may not be dead somewhere.
Can't they track her somehow through... Like, if you're...
I'm sure they have access to, like, whatever pings are happening.
That's what I mean.
You hear about that all the time.
Yeah, if your Instagram is on and it's in your phone, you know what I mean? Your phone or... I don't know, man.
But what seems also sketch is that... If they're this desperate for any information, that means her phone has just been turned off. Who turned it off?
Yeah, that's definitely.
So did homeboy turn off the phone? Did he know to do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All these vehicles are. Well, I mean, he drove the van, so I guess she's not in the van. Or maybe he took the phone when he drove away. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever. Wherever she is, she has nothing that's sending a ping.
Oh, they put her Instagram back up?
They did to help find her?
Oh, that's kind of weird, man. I don't know.
It's just all so weird to me, man. And I'm thinking about it on so many levels. You know, being a dad is the biggest one. And if this was my child, like how how this dad is staying as cool as he is and just going and looking, all right?
Yeah, that's just, I can't even fathom that level of panic.
Ah, they said, this is the police, speaking of Petito and Laundry. Laundry is the guy, and of course, text line, you're exactly right. The Lifetime movie will be called Dirty Laundry. I mean, it has to. It has to.
Yeah, yeah. Without a doubt.
Yep. Quote, in my experience, intimate partners are often the first person law enforcement focuses their attention on in cases like this. And the warning that any statement made will be used against you is true, regardless of whether my client had anything to do with it, with Miss Petito's disappearance. That was one of the statements coming out of his attorney saying, hey,
yeah,
I'm not speaking. Anyways.
Unbelievable.
Petito is believed to have last been in the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming, where she and Laundry were traveling in that 2012 Ford Transit Connect van. That van has made its way back to Florida with Laundry. The family has launched a GoFundMe to help pay for all these costs to go find her.
So that's the other thing, is now they're going to be out their entire life savings because this isn't free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just goes on and on, man. I really hope this comes to an end soon for the sake of the family.
Yeah, for real.
Just so they can have some closure.
Yeah, closure. Ugh.
And I'll still hold on hope, too. Maybe she's fine somewhere.
Yeah.
We're doing it, man. Coming up top of the hour, we'll talk to Coach Dino Babers. Getting ready for University of Albany tomorrow at the Dome. If you got any questions for him, let me know. Hit us up on the text line. I'll ask him.
You think he got in trouble from like his wife for his outburst on the sideline?
He gets spoken to?
You think she yelled at him? I feel like it's one of those. I just feel like if you're a guy and you're a coach anywhere and you do something like that, I wonder if like you get home and your wife is like,
really? Feel better now?
That was nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like a little kid.
Yeah, like when I
you know what I mean? I get, when I flip out, and I get messages.
Did you see the outburst? Was it a big one? It was good.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It because I said, and you know, I never mentioned this the other day when I said it cost him the game, blah, 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 you got to be better than that.
Mm-hmm.
He only started having a temper tantrum, which he shouldn't have had, after Greg Schiano stopped having his temper tantrum the same time on the other sideline and got nothing called on him.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Not saying, but I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, good morning, everybody. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY, powered by San Miguel. Ooh, get yourself some delicious San Miguel this weekend. Sit out on the deck. We're going to be running out of those days, guys. It's going to be indoor eating for a few months.
Oh.
Sorry, bub.
Oh, are they going to pull that crap down here again for a little while?
What?
It didn't look like it.
Where, like they said, no, they're not doing outdoor dining anymore.
I mean, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah, they're not.
It was chilly.
So the top 10 feelings, according to onepoll.com, one poll, speaking of one poll, the feelings we have when that alarm clock goes off in the morning, as we've all experienced it today on a Friday. Do you feel better on a Friday than, say, a Monday?
No.
Or is Friday harder? Mondays are easier for me than Fridays.
I love Mondays, dude.
Because it's like, all right, we got a good weekend of sleep, hung out, let's go back to work.
Always have.
Fridays, weird. It's like, oh, I just did this.
Fridays, I don't mind. They're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not like over the top in love with a Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't wake up and go, it's Friday!
This morning, I felt like I was really yanked out of a deep slumber.
I think I always am. If my alarm goes off, it may as well be somebody dumping a bucket of water on me.
Really? It's always
I launch myself out of the bed in shock. You know what I mean?
I have this weird ability. This is why I think there's like different levels of the universe acting in weird ways. Because say my alarm is set for like 4:44 a.m.
Yeah.
My body at like 4:43 will just wake up.
Yeah.
And I'll be awake.
All the time.
How does my brain know?
All the time, man. Do that all the time. Because then I'll be, sitting down, getting ready to get in the shower, scrolling on my phone, and then my alarm will then go off at my hand because, you know, I woke up 2 minutes before it, and it does that like, oh, my God. Oh,
yeah, no.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how my body does that.
Right? You can't give me a minute?
Be honest. Is there a ghost waking me up?
And just, all right, what time is it?
Hey, fella.
4:41. Ghost just slaps you, but you can't tell because it's not, you know,
what happened?
You don't feel it.
Because it's not like full on punch. It's a ghost slap.
Just a ghost slap. So it's like a bunch of air coming at your face real quick. Oh, what was that? What was that?
And it's always like, even though I had slept, like last night, what did I sleep? I got 6 hours and 44 minutes last night.
Nice, dude.
That's a good night's sleep with a lot of deep sleep. Doesn't matter. Even when that alarm goes off, I'm like, I could use like 10 more hours, probably.
I'm a sleepy monkey.
I'm a sleepy monkey. I could use like 10 more.
No, I hear 10, 12 you. More. I am usually so sick of that couple minute thing that look what time I set my alarm for because of the fact that I'm so sick of, you can't give me 2 minutes?
Yeah. Nice.
4:41.
Nice.
That way, when my ass wakes up at 4:40,
you feel
I go, ha!
Beat it. I beat it.
Yeah. What I wanted to do anyway, jerk.
And I don't understand, little wiener. Like, I don't understand you people that'll do, like, you'll set, like, 10 alarms.
I don't know.
7:30.
I can't.
7:40.
I can't.
7:50. Like, go, what are you doing? You're not sleeping in that time.
My mom's one of those people.
Mama Mac, you're not getting any sleep after that first one goes off.
She'll snooze probably, like, 50 times. I remember that from back in the day, having the rooms next to each other. You'd hear that alarm clock at like, 4:40, and then 4:50, and then 5, and then 5:10.
Debbie Spaghetti, come on, you gotta get out of bed.
Deborah Spaghetti.
Deborah Spaghetti.
Yeah, I can't.
You gotta get out of bed, you're not getting sleep anymore, you're not falling back into a REM sleep after that.
Or even crazier, yeah, see, he loves
it. He goes, I love this, come on.
Even crazier is the people's ability to not hear their alarm at all.
Oh, in college that was a thing where you just hear it going off and you're like, wake up, dude.
Like, I think Griff has to put his on the other side of the room because he'll sleep through it.
Yeah. So
this way he has to get up.
I was one of those people for a little while where, like, I'd put it on the other side of the room so I have to stand up and walk.
But you wouldn't sleep through it.
No.
You know what I mean? Go off, you just, that, you know, you have to get up. But
there's, like, crazy alarms that make you complete puzzles as soon as they go off.
Yeah.
You turn it off so that you can't, like, just hit the button and go to sleep.
Yeah.
You're up.
No, I can't tell you. Every once in a great while, if I have an alarm set for something that I need to do, like, all right, I got to go do something Saturday morning or whatever, so I set my alarm for, like, 7.
Yeah.
I'll wake up at, like, 5 and go, I don't need to be up at 7.
Yeah.
Let me, like, I'm dead right now. It's 5. 2 hours ain't going to do it. Let me just... 7:30.
I like to call being lazy self-care because it sounds better. But I, on the weekends, I'm lazy. I like to nap and sleep.
It's fine.
So like I'll sleep till 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
That's fine. You wake up so early to do this crap that you are allotted the weekends to sleep in a little bit. Like you,
I've said it before.
You have to be.
Like my body will do the thing where it's like, hey, it's 4. Are we doing this? And I'll go, no brain.
No. Yeah.
We're not gonna do that today.
All the time I get up. Walk around the house, pee a little.
Nebraska, I was going to say that, but I thought I was making that up in my head.
No, those are
rug
cool.
Alarms, we have to stand up and stand on it for it to go off.
Yeah. I was looking into it, and then I don't remember what happened. I stopped looking into it. I saw that there's alarm clocks that it's called like the bomb or something that you hook up little things to you, and then when it goes off, it shocks you.
Yeah, you're probably dealing with something deeper than just being sleepy.
Right.
Like, if you need an electric shock to wake you up.
Yeah. Nah, I just don't like sleep.
Like,
I hate it.
I love it.
It's the craziest.
Why? Because you have FOMO? Like, you're going to miss something?
Well, the insomnia has destroyed the weird full body restless leg syndrome thing that I get. It's destroyed sleep.
Oh, that's a bummer.
When all of this started, when there was nothing I could do and like 6 Ambien weren't doing anything and all that crap.
Wow.
Nothing worked. I feared sleep.
Why?
Because I was like, all right, let's see when I'm going to, my whole body's going to violently shake all night, or am I just going to be so physically exhausted? Like, imagine waking yourself up in the middle of your deepest, deepest sleep, mm-hmm. and then sitting there going, oh man, I've never been this tired ever. But your body physically doesn't give a damn and just sits there with your eyes open. It goes, cool.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. It is the worst. I used to dread it. And it's messed me up since then. I don't get more than, if I get 5 hours of sleep, oh my God.
Even on a weekend?
That I'll try to push out a little bit later. But the problem is that on the weekend, I can do the thing that I used to do. It was awful. I just make myself physically exhausted. You want to play this game, Insomnia? I will play it as well. Mm-hmm. We'll stay up.
That's crazy.
So, like, and all of a sudden at like midnight, I'll feel like a little bit sleepy and I'll go, no.
Mm-hmm.
We're staying up. Yeah. You want to do this? No, we're staying up. And I'll like fight my own body.
Sleep is my favorite. I'm really good at it. I can be asleep in minutes. And when I wake up, like this, okay, so if you're just tuning in, this is a one poll survey where they ask people, what is your first feeling when that alarm goes off when you get out of bed? I mean, it's all over the place. Angry. People get angry. Yeah. I'm never angry.
No. Wow, a lot of people have weird alarm clocks.
Like what?
My alarm clock asks me math questions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that you have to activate your brain.
There's some that have puzzles you have to do.
Listen, I know I keep hitting this Delta 8 thing a lot, but I'm telling you, Delta 8, your boy goes to sleep.
Dude, yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
THC and CBD and CBN and all that stuff. I don't know if I would ever fall asleep, to be honest with you. So that's good. It's one of the few things that my body doesn't destroy with a tolerance thing.
What is THC?
Yeah, for some reason that like.
Oh, that's good to know. I was always afraid of that.
Yeah, and all that stuff all still works. And with like weed, if you know, you're like, oh man, I just ripped two bongs, whereas mm-hmm. usually I just rip one. You just don't smoke for like a day or two, and then all of a sudden your tolerance goes right back to zero.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
but when you rip your bongs, it's like it's just it hits quick, but then it burns off quick.
Yeah, and then after a while, it's gone.
Like what's a while?
You know, I never like timed it out.
But is it like 5 minutes or an hour?
Oh no. It could last you like a good hour.
All right, that's good to know.
Oh yeah, no, it's not bad.
That's good to know.
No, but everything else with you know all the melatonins and mm-hmm. Z-Quil and sleep aids and all that crap, they all work great for like 2 days, mm-hmm. and then my body goes. Cool, man. Now we have absorbed this into our system like a Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah.
What else you got? It's like, no. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fine. That was my fear with this Delta 8. I'm like, I'm going to hit a tolerance level like I did with whiskey, and now it's like, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah.
But still, I pop one of those a night. Woo-hoo.
Hell yeah.
That takes me to a place, man.
That's the best. So I like those sleepy things or snoozies. Is that what they're mm-hmm. called? I only did it once, though, because I want to, you know.
You don't want to overdo your
I'd like
tolerance
it to keep
it.
Working that way when it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I can go, all right, relax. Don't
No, sleep is my favorite. I'll never understand why my kids don't want to go to sleep. I'm always like, guys, it's like the best thing. Why are you fighting this? You're not missing anything, I promise.
But sometimes you do.
It's true.
You do.
Sometimes there's something that happened and I missed it.
Because that does mess me up here sometimes, the FOMO thing. Because mm-hmm. it's like 10 o'clock at night. All the good stuff's going on. I was like, I don't want to. What if I miss it?
Although I have been doing my Delta 8, and then I'll try to play some video games.
Yeah.
Last night, I thought I was the other team for like 5 minutes. I was like, wow, these guys are really not. Like, was my controller broken? No, man, I was just playing as the other team.
Right, you're like, man, I am not good today.
It was
like, yeah.
Hello there, little Timmy. What do you got there?
I have a K5 XL1000 Wi-Fi LED grow light.
Those are mighty big words, Timmy.
Yeah, my dad, he has the very best cannabis grow garden. He said, if you want the very best, you have to learn from the very best. Don't just shop with any My dad shops M&M.
M&M Hydroponics, 2222 Oriskany Street in Utica. 10 years of turning beginners into masters of hydroponic growing. Prep your cannabis garden now. Once this thing gets approved, New York, game on. M&M Hydroponics are local experts that don't sell cheap, breakable internet quality. They stock top LED grow lights, cannabis-specific nutrients, every organic option, hydro supplies, and more. Gear up, man. Freaking harvest season. Hand, bowl, and motorized trimmers, drying racks, and curing packs. And pick your very own cannabis seeds. Blueberry lemonade, Afghani 5-0, OG sherbet, sour skunk, you get it. Get them today at M&M Hydroponics or visit mmhydro.com.
Good morning, this is the show. You are listening to K-Rock. Happy Friday, everybody. And joining us on behalf of Holbrook Heating and Air, Coach Dino Babers. Good morning, Coach. How are we doing?
Josh, how are you doing this morning?
I mean, my week has been a little less eventful as yours, I think. you had a lot going on this week, Coach.
I really have, but you know, every time that you get an opportunity to see another sunrise, another sunset, you got to call it a good day.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're going back to the dome tomorrow, noon game, playing against Albany. I got to ask you, though, because we were talking about this earlier in the week. You know, I'm not going to harp on last week's Rutgers game. We'll have a couple of points on it. But you did have a little bit of a tantrum on the sideline. Very uncharacteristic of you, because you're really a pretty chill, laid-back guy. Do you go home that day and you really get it from the wife and the kids? Do they say, come on, what are you doing out there?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, Josh, let me tell you exactly what I said to that official.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I said to him. I said, this better not be a personal foul penalty.
Yeah.
This better not. I said, it can be any defensive penalty, but it better not be a personal foul penalty. And then they said it was a personal foul penalty. And then I said, a personal foul penalty? Are you kidding me? Dang it. Not damn it. Dang it.
Yeah.
I said, dang it. And then I walked back to the sideline.
Yeah.
And based off of what I saw some other people doing, I'm not sure mm-hmm. it was completely fair.
Yeah, no, we agree.
Like the other sideline.
Yeah, we agree. But you know, everybody was acting like you would think that Coach Babers threw a chair at the ref. Like, it really was you just doing what you said. You said, hey, this better not be a personal foul. Dang it. And you walked back. But, you know, it sounded like, you know, he knocked over the water cooler. It was a whole big deal. And it wasn't that.
You know what? I think he read my bio and heard that I had never had a personal foul penalty in my entire life, and he wanted to just check a box.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a big honor. You know, you got one under your belt. So we're going to be up against Albany on Saturday, to coming off of a loss to Rutgers. But what did we learn with that offense? I've been reading I saw the press conference, and I've been reading your other interviews this week. Very complimentary of your defense, but the offense is still having troubles. What have we adjusted this week, and what are we going to see tomorrow?
Well, I'll tell you what. Our big thing is we're looking for better play, and we're looking for better consistency. And some of that is tough when you're rotating two quarterbacks. So, you know, that book needs to come to an end. Mm-hmm. And when this game is over, we're going to have to get into, you know, starter and a reliever type situation so we can get ready for the ACC gauntlet that we've got coming up. And so it's really important that the two young men go out and play well, and so we can make an evaluation based off everything they've done.
And you do get a lot of heat for doing this two quarterback system. What is your reasoning for sticking with it? Why do you like it as much as you do? Or is it still kind of in the experimental phase?
I do not like playing two quarterbacks. Yeah. I'm on record saying that, Josh.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this in a mean way to you. To me, you can't have two moms and you can't have two dads. You got to have a mom and a dad. And your quarterback is an extension of the coaching staff. When you have two, you don't have an extension. You just have a player playing a position. And it's really important that the kids know that they can go to somebody and say something positive or say something negative. And that person can come and relay it, and there's not going to be ramifications for it. So the whole communication system in the family, in the La Familia and the Ohana, is different when you're in one of these situations. So I commend the football team for how patient they've been and waiting for us to decide on what we're going to do. And in fairness to them, you know, that time has come. So when this game is over, we're going to have to make a change.
On the line, we have Coach Dino Babers. Tomorrow, Albany at the Dome. You can hear that on 94.9 K-Rock or TK99, noon game. Coach, personal story. I have taken over the head coaching duties for my son's soccer team, the 10 and 11-year-old boys, for him this year. And I have to ask you, as a fellow coach, because we are peers now, Coach Babers, as a fellow coach, you come off a loss. How do you balance, you know, what the team did versus what you did as a coach. You know, you're like, what could I have done better to make that a win? What could I have done better for those kids? I mean, I'm not calling your college kids kids, but you're still like, as a coach, what could I have done better? Do you have that internal battle of what can I do better as a coach versus what did they do wrong during the game?
35 years of it.
Yeah.
35 years of it. And it's the thing that separates the people that stay in the business from the ones that dissipate and go away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I look at every single thing, and I normally, my guys will tell you, I normally look at every single thing three times, mm-hmm. just to make sure that I got it right. Every call, every penalty, you know, it eats at you.
Yeah.
And the only thing that kind of makes it go away is winning the next week. And even then, you still don't. The hardest thing about being a football coach, I shouldn't say, being a coach, is that sometimes you linger in the losses longer than you do in the wins. You know, mm-hmm. we like to say a loss is 24 hours and get over it. Well, yeah. That might be for the players. I may not. I'm still not over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it sticks with you. Where a win, you know, you celebrate it for about 24 hours, and then you're on to the next opponent. It's like you don't spend as much time on the happy time as you do on the frustrating times. But that's kind of how we are. You know, we're coaches are wound really, really tight. And, Josh, I'm glad that we're peers now and we're on the same level. And now you too have now lack of sleep and sleep issues.
Right. I mean, Coach, we had practice last night. We were running some drills. And, I wonder what I could have done different. We're coaching peers now. Dino Babers on the line on behalf of Holbrook Heating and Air. Before I let you go, Coach, first of all, I'm glad that you're healthy. I'm glad the COVID test came back negative. I'm glad you get to coach tomorrow when everything is going to be up and up. Over at the Dome.
You.
We're excited about that. But before I let you go, we have a big animal event happening tomorrow. It's called the Staff Works Canine Carnival. And yesterday we had two animals in the studio. We had, a tegu?
A tegu and a corn snake.
A tegu and a corn snake. I'm not terrified of them, Coach, but I don't necessarily love snakes. They kind of give me the agita. Is there an animal that you were terrified of, Coach Eno Babers, or just you'd rather not be around?
Oh, man. First of all, I don't like snakes either.
Yeah.
But when you say the word terrified, I'm like, hey, there's a snake. And I've been, when you coached at Northern Arizona University, University of Arizona and Arizona State, and you try to go out there and play golf, I've seen enough snakes. And I've seen enough rattlesnakes. And I've stepped over snakes and like, that's a big stick. That's a snake stick.
I know, because you've lived in some parts of this country that have some crazy wildlife. So I guess that's right. You've experienced some things that none of us are ever going to see.
Yeah, but I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
What's a tango?
So a tegu, I think we're saying it right.
Tegu.
Tegu. Imagine like a very big lizard. Like it was they grow up to 5 feet long.
Yeah.
Cody was holding it like a baby. Just Google it. It's four letters. It feels like beads. It was really big. It was really big, and I didn't need to be around it, Coach. It was a fine animal, and I'm glad it's people love them, but I didn't need to be around it.
Well, my mom can't stand snakes, and she would. We've always said this in my family. There's three boys and three girls in my family. We've always said if you want to die, just get a rubber snake and bring it in the house. And you guys are laughing. I'm not making a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom would literally stab us to death. And watch this. And all five of the other kids would go to the trial and go, that's that person's fault, because we all knew that my mom was going to. I'm telling you, every last one of them would say that's the son or the daughter's fault.
I mean, it's
an automatic death.
Yeah. You don't mess with moms and their fears. You don't mess with that, Coach. All right.
No.
Well, listen. I'm glad you're healthy. Big game tomorrow. Get out there and have a good time. And, of course, we look forward to talking next week, sir.
Thanks, Josh.
All right, bye, Coach.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Dino Babers joins us on behalf of Holbrook Heating and Air. You know, like you think about it, he was in Hawaii. He was in Arizona.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Now, I'm glad that everything worked out well, because that would suck if he had to, like, park his ass on the sidelines because some douchebag gave him COVID.
I know. We want him out there.
Yeah,
you want him out there.
We don't want him parked at home. We want him parked on the sidelines. Yeah.
Exactly right.
You know.
We are not done yet, friends. We've got Brent Axe, who's going to jump on the line here in about 5 or 6 minutes. We've got Branching Out Bottle Shop. pouring us some beers in a little bit. Then we're going to go fishing at 9 o'clock.
I guess, yeah. We're going to wreck some fish ass.
Twitch fam voted on fishing today instead of Madden because they didn't want me to kick Cody's ass so bad he ruined his weekend. So
the good thing is after, if we do good, we can go bass to Madden because that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's bass to mouth is what you can't never want to do.
Never, ever do that.
I mean, you can. Just slide into my DMs.
The average age that people genuinely feel like adults is 22. And it's funny that I'm reading this article because I still don't. We talk about that all the time on the show. I don't think an adult.
I mean, I would say that, I don't feel like an adult,
mm-hmm.
but I would say that like first night of college.
You when you felt like an adult?
When my boy's mom and my mom left and it was like, all right, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, no one cares.
Literally whatever you want.
Yeah.
There will be consequences, but anything you want to do now is up to you.
It's funny that I'm thinking about this because as I was just saying with my fellow coach, Dino Babers, as we both are, we're both coaches.
Yeah, you're both pretty...
We're both highly regarded coaches.
Yeah, I was
saying
high-ranking head coaches.
No, when I feel like an adult is at like soccer practices and games because like the kids will come up and call me coach or Mr. G.
Oh, no.
And I'm always like, is there like an adult that's going to show up and do this? Or is
you're looking around for Mr. G?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah, like I'm like, who
is
that?
Is that my assistant?
Yeah, who's that? No, so I'll be like, that does make me feel like a dad, like adulty dad.
I get you.
Because I had my big brim hat on last night.
You
I had my whistle.
The hat?
I got my short shorts on.
You're wearing the hat, though?
Yes.
The bucket hat?
It
thing?
Was very sunny last night.
I love that.
I got very sweaty.
You realize that that's now your trademark, right?
It is, you think? I got to wear that to the games now? All right, then I will.
Yep.
Then I will.
That's your thing. That's the sign of a real great head coach.
Is to have a
when they
trademark.
Have a hat.
Like yeah.
Tom Landry hat.
Okay,
all
right. Mine's my big,
the other
the
hat.
L.L. Bean, like, fisherman's cap that I wear.
I like that.
Because it keeps the sun off my face.
That's perfect.
It doesn't breathe as much as I'd like it to, but it does.
Yeah, but it keeps the sun out your face.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're trying to look at your players on the field, you gotta keep that sun out your face.
Mm-hmm.
I get you, dude.
So I like that a lot. Sorry. I had to tell Cody something. But I do, like, I was like, I was really enjoying, like, you're standing there and the kids, kids are like, coach. And I'm like, who, where is there?
Coach.
Is there somebody?
Boeheim's here. No, you coach.
No.
I
22 though does not feel like I felt like an adult then.
Maybe that's the right after college feel like, all right. Cause I can see that too. All right. You're out. You're done with Oswego. You've moved out of your parents' house. You've got a job at...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And now you're in your first apartment, and it's dinner time. You know what I mean?
What are you going
to
do?
As I'm saying, now you got to be an adult.
Like, even through college, I would at least just go to... I would just have to go to the cafeteria and somebody would feed me.
Yeah.
Like, once we moved to Flushing, and it was, like, the end of the day, and they're like, what are you going to eat? Oh, I guess I'll go make some hot dogs and some...
I don't know.
I guess I'll go make some hot dogs and some pasta.
Because even then, it was like, you got to go or else you don't eat. And I wasn't used to that. And my mommy just would bring me my breakfast to wake me up in the morning before I go to school. That's not it now? But how am I going to get my mini orange and my cinnamon and sugar toast on my Ninja Turtles plate before?
Isn't it weird how...
Class.
And I don't even know if you and I have figured out how to eat like adults yet, because we definitely don't.
Nah, man, I don't.
But I remember those first couple of years out of college when I was on my own in the apartment with my roommates, and dinner time would come 13 and a half fish. Come
fish
on. Are you crazy, Carla?
All right.
20-minute betting window. Get your bets in.
Get your bets in.
And I would get to dinner time, and it was a mixture of being completely poor, because I didn't have any money.
Yep.
And there was no freezer full of Schwann's things I could go make.
Right.
So now I gotta go buy groceries.
Not chicken patty day?
What am I doing here?
No.
And I would do one or two things. It'd be either pasta and hot dogs, or it would be Ritz crackers with peanut butter and jelly on them.
Right. No, I've had that very recently where it's like, oh, it's dinner time? Well, and then I literally went and looked around like...
Yeah. You're like, what well, do I?
Well, what do I do?
What do we do? Like, a, I was like,
I gotta eat something. Like, oh, all right, well, let's figure this out.
Like, bro, and I mean this genuinely.
Yeah.
If there were a restaurant, like a centrally located restaurant that I could pay a monthly fee to,
yeah,
much like a dining hall in college,
yeah,
I would go there all the time.
I think we've discussed that,
we have,
this before,
because
like having
it,
our own
why,
restaurant.
Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you do, if you work downtown,
just
and
cafeteria.
There's like,
call
they
it,
used to have those.
Call it cafeteria.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious. Nostalgia, no one cares anymore, you know?
And that's, you walk in and you get a tray and you get some stuff and it's like $100 a month or whatever it is.
Can you just go to the hospital? Their
no.
Their cafeteria is pretty banging.
I mean, you might need to have a reason to be there. I don't
oh,
know.
Really?
But like, why? Nah. Why can't that? Like, this used to happen back in after World War II or whatever. There'd be those.
Yeah.
What the hell were they called down in big cities? But like, you'd go
like a buffet type.
Not even because it'd be like individual doors of things that you just open and then okay, there'd be the meatloaf lunch or whatever it is.
Huh?
Like a giant thing, man. I'm just saying, how cool would that be? Like, if across the street there was cafeteria, and I'd be like, ooh, today's pizza day.
I like that, DJ and Twitch.
What?
Q-Sateria.
Yeah, Q-Sateria.
Except for the university would sue
that,
you because
yeah.
They need to call their things any and all names of...
No, no, we're Q-Sateria.
Fruits, no.
We're Q-Sateria.
We're fruit.
Because better new cars really do make better used cars, it only makes sense that a used Toyota from Burdick Toyota is a very smart move. All of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value, but when you purchase a Toyota certified used vehicle, you'll be driving home a top-of-the-class used unlike any other. Every Toyota certified used vehicle from Burdick Toyota comes with an exceptional coverage policy, and each vehicle undergoes a rigorous 160-point inspection. Only the best vehicles can receive a Toyota certified seal of approval. Now that you know, drive home your Toyota certified used Corolla, Camry, or RAV4, including hybrid models with 2.49 APR financing for up to 60 months. Find your Toyota certified used in person at Burdick Toyota in Cicero or online at burdicktoyota.com. 2.49 financing through Toyota Financial Services for well-qualified buyers. Not all will qualify. Plus tax, DMV, and 9750 doc fee.
Ends 9/30/21.
All right. Thank you. Ahoy, hoy. This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock, and it's time to talk to everyone's favorite dummy, Brunax.
I love the gummies that take the gummies because they make me feel funny.
Yeah, he's writing rhymes.
Dummy good morning. Buddy.
Look at this guy.
By the way, it was 100%. I'm not making this up. I wish I could have documented this somehow. As I was listening, I'm like, there is 125% chance that Josh is going to sing this song coming out of the break.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just knew it.
I have to. Once, well, like, there gets to a point at the end of every song, Brent Axe, and I know it's not very radio professional of me, but I get so bored of listening to it that I just have to, I have to butt in. Like, you ask my mother, I can't keep my mouth shut for long, so I'll even ruin the songs on the radio.
God bless you. That's why we love you, Josh.
Brent Axe, before we get into all things Q, so I am going to play for you last night's Thursday Night Football.
Giants fans, cover your ears.
Oh, boy.
So Giants fans are on suicide watch already, but here we go. And this is where it gets wonky. So if you didn't catch the game, Washington is set up for a 48-yard field goal, and they missed it. Game would have been over.
That's it. It's over, right? Game over.
Except the Giants got called for offsides.
Oh, no.
So it gave kicker Dustin Hopkins another 5 yards. So he's up at 43 yards, and he makes it, winning the game. Here it is.
And now a 43-yard drive for the win. Good snap, good hold. Kick is good. Washington wins it. A game that saw 5 lead changes, 3 in the fourth quarter alone. And this was some game here in Landover.
There you go, Brent X.
Can I sing a song our friends on TK99 play often?
Yeah.
A Giant fan. Shot through the hole! Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Listen, and here's the thing. Like, Giant fans know this, watching last night. Daniel Jones was pretty good,
mm-hmm.
actually, for once. And they were in position to win. And that was a legit penalty, by the way. That wasn't one of those BS things that refs call. Brutal way to lose a divisional game. Those Thursday night games usually are terrible, and we got a great one. And listen, could the next great quarterback in the National Football League be Taylor Heineke from the Washington football team? And Cody's sitting there watching his NFC East rivals just kind of beat up on each other here. So great game, but Giant fans, we'll just give you today off, okay? Just call the boss, be like, can't do it, we're out, I'm out.
Look how fast, I don't know if I've ever seen a fan base turn on a player as fast as I've seen the Giants turn on poor ACL-destroyed-ridden Saquon Barkley.
Oh, my goodness. And that's what you get for taking Barkley over the motherload of quarterbacks that were in that draft in 2018, including our Lord and Savior Josh Allen.
Well, I was going to ask you, Brent Axe, I was going to ask you if that's your pick game for the weekend, Bills-Dolphins at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Let me tell you something, boys. The Bills are going to squish the fish.
Yeah.
They got a little too cute last week. A little bit of old Josh Allen came out, puts a little too much mustard on the football. They were thinking all offseason about how good they were. Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator. Hey, guys, let's try this. It's 4th-and-1. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw the ball backwards, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to try that play because no one will see that coming. Yeah, they did, and it failed. So I think this week they get back to basics. They run the ball more, and they get after Miami. They squish the fish, and the Bills get back on track for a trip to lovely Los Angeles and the Super Bowl.
We are your home for Buffalo Bills football. Obviously, you can catch that right here. So, Brent Axe, real quick, the schedule comes out for your men's basketball team.
Yeah.
Starts with an exhibition against Pace, but then we get into Lafayette on the 9th of November, and the rest of the schedule goes from there. The Jimmy V Classic against Villanova. A lot of takeaways from the schedule. What do you think?
Well, how dare you skip over LeMoyne, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. There it is, yes.
You son of a gun.
November 1st, LeMoyne Dolphins.
Remember, Syracuse lost to LeMoyne in an exhibition game once upon a time, and that killed man-to-man defense forever, so never look past those. But the thing that really sticks out to me in the schedule is, so they go to the Battle of Atlantis, where they could play VCU. They could play the defending national champion, Baylor. Michigan State's in there. By the way, they're playing on Thanksgiving Day, and the Bills are too.
Whoa.
So sports, helping you avoid talking to your relatives since 1932. We appreciate
that. I'll be in the other room. If you need me, when the pie's out. Call me when the pie's out.
Get over here. And so then they come out of that, and they play Indiana in the Carrier Dome in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Then they throw in an ACC game at Florida State, Georgetown, Villanova. I mean, that's a good run there, non-conference games with one ACC game thrown in there. So Hottest Fire makes the strongest deal there. The annual Duke matchup is February 26th, and that's going to be Coach K's last trip to the Dome. Remember, this is his last year. He's on a grand retirement tour. And the big question is, who's going to be in the Adam Weissman seats courtside for that one, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
What big superstars can we bring in for the star-studded affair? So, look, this is a Syracuse team that's going to be offensive-minded. A lot of scorers. I'm kind of curious about that defense. But if football keeps sliding down the hill, the old question of when does basketball season start? Well, at least we have a schedule.
Yeah. Brent Axe on the line, QSportsTalk.com, ESPN Radio, Syracuse.com. I did love your interview with Mello this week, too, by the way. His book is out. I caught that on QSportsTalk.com. I didn't know the story about, well, I didn't know he called his car the Green Hornet or whatever it was.
How cool is that?
And I didn't know he broke down in Scranton in a snowstorm. Oh. That was a fun story.
Yeah, that was a great story to tell. And as the lesson came from that, if you're stuck in Scranton, Pennsylvania, just be like, yo, Jerry McNamara, and they will just take care of you.
Yeah,
so,
they'll get you.
But how about that story? So Mello tries to get a hotel room, and he can't. The guy's like, no, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't do it. No credit card, you know, poor college kid at the time. So Mello finds a USA Today with his picture on it because they had just played Georgetown.
Yeah.
Slaps it on the desk and says, that's my ID. And the guy's like, all right. You just got to be out of here at sunrise. Okay, we'll let you stay. But well, that was a fun story. And football-wise, guys, you know, Dino Babers says he's going to find a quarterback this weekend between Tommy DeVito and Garrett Schrader.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't find a quarterback against Albany, I guess you can't find a quarterback. So we'll see how that goes. And all things pointing to Syracuse at least getting the win, getting back on track, and setting up an important game against Liberty on Friday night. And a shout-out to Danny D'Amico, who is a Albany linebacker. He's a CBA grad, a former Mr. Central New York All Football. He's going to have plenty of family in the stands for Albany. So while Syracuse should win this one handily, a nice local connection to keep an eye on at the Dome Saturday.
It'll be nice to go back to the Dome and, knock on wood, hopefully win one and have a great afternoon. Noon Gamer here, of course, TK99 in Syracuse, 94.9 K-Rock in the Utica market, and of course, all your deeper coverage with Brent X, Q Sports Talk, and ESPN Radio. All right, dummy?
All right there, dum-dums.
We'll talk to you next week. See you about Beer Friday. I love when they bring us some boozies.
I like that.
And
song.
I catch a buzz Beer Fridays. Hi, Cody.
Y'all set?
All right, I'm done. Hey, it is a Beer Friday. Branching Out Bottle Shop is in the studio.
I'm sorry.
We are singing.
Listen, it's a Friday. I'm in a mood. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling loosey-goosey. Yeah. Branching Out Bottle Shop over in Camillus, Township 5. Go give them some love. What do we got on the price tag for today's K-Rock 4-pack?
$12.
Boom.
That's got to be like the cheapest one ever, I think.
There was one time I did like Grandpa Beers that was like... $9.
Like $4.
We gotta revisit Grandpa Beers.
We really do. We gotta revisit some Grandpa Beers. All right. So what are we bringing to drink today? What do we got?
I did all fall. Fall favorites. Fall into it.
Yeah, I'm trying to pump the brakes on my love for fall right now because I know I'm gonna like I'm sorry, there is a woman in the room, but like with anything, I pump way too fast and it's over. And then like, so I'm going to be at the middle of October and be like, I'm so done with fall.
Yeah, he's only going to be shooting out dry Halloween.
Yeah, that's right. And then like everybody's disappointed. Nobody wants to talk to me again.
It's going to be fall air.
But I'm ready, baby. I'm ready to drink some fall. So what do we got? What are we kicking it off with?
You have to be ready because the pumpkin beer will be gone by the time the pumpkins are on the ground in real life. So
a lot of these pumpkin beers, and I was trying to explain this to Cody, pumpkins aren't ready yet.
No.
So they'll use last year's frozen pumpkins or like a puree or something, right? Like it's always different. Each brewer does it differently.
Canned pumpkins is more consistent.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of them do that. But honestly, pumpkins taste like dirt. You don't really need the pumpkins. You just need like the cinnamon and the clove and the nutmeg and the, you know, vanilla.
Yes.
That's what you taste in a pumpkin pie.
So this is Oktoberfest by whom?
This is Oaktoberfest by Firestone Walker. So we had a Firestone last time we were in, and it was that 11% highball drifter thingy.
No, that's Founders. My bad.
Ooh, anyway. I'll just be quiet then.
I don't want all the know-it-alls telling you you're wrong.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I like that.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah, it's real smooth.
I like it a lot.
You know what I've been really into lately?
Please tell us. Please.
Beer. And I'll tell you why. Like, I got away from it for a little bit, Cody.
Go on.
I got away from it for a little bit.
You don't say. Yeah.
But I'm into it again. Because I really, I don't know what it is. I bought some. That's what it is.
Yeah. Is it more to this?
It's just great. Like,
yeah.
Like, normally I'll drink beer on a Beer Friday, but like on my own time, I'll drink like a whiskey. But now I'm just like, I enjoy the beers again.
I gotcha.
I'm back around. What is this one? What do we got?
So that's, that is Copper Legend from Jack's Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
Which is delish. Ooh, I'm getting a little cuvée here.
It's also a fall beer. Another October.
Yeah, another Oktoberfest. So we'll do the compare and contrast here.
What makes something an Oktoberfest?
Well, technically, they use the K in Oktoberfest. It's supposed to be made in Munich.
Oh.
But nobody really cares anymore.
Like agave has to make tequila. Really this has to be, or like champagne has to be from champagne.
Yes, more like that.
And I think truly they're Märzen.
Yeah, typically they're Märzen.
Which, you know, are slightly sweeter lagers.
Sometimes they'll call them a fest beer, which is a golden lager. It won't pour this amber color. It'll be lighter.
I like the other one better. This is good. But I like the
first
taste of the other one better than that quick first taste of this one. Not that this is bad or anything.
Yeah.
Just if we're comparing and contrasting.
Yeah.
I'm with you because I think the oak, right?
Yes. Yeah. This one has that quick, like, not IPA taste, but like that as opposed to
A little hoppier.
Beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bring this one because I think the Copper Legend is super approachable for people. I love when this was out. It's only out in the fall, and I love recommending it because it's
very easy to drink, too.
Easy beer.
Yeah.
This is really nice. What's the ABV on this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crisp aftertaste.
5.7.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, it's very crisp. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We got Branching Out Bottle Shop
crisp in the studio.
It's
a good word to describe that aftertaste. Crisp.
Township 5 in Camillus right there.
I like it.
We did two Oktoberfest. Which one do you pick if you had to pick one?
Yeah, I'm the Oktoberfest from Firestone.
Oktoberfest?
I'm Copper Legend.
Oh, nice. You? First one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the second one. I like the second one.
A room divided.
A room divided.
It's beautiful.
What else we got, guys?
All right, now we're going to move on to pumpkin.
Nice.
So first we're going to do the Cuca pumpkin cream ale, which is one of our favorites.
So you just said pumpkins taste like dirt, but you like pumpkin beers?
Yeah, because they taste like cinnamon and vanilla and nutmeg and
cream. Right.
Like pie.
Right.
Yeah. Some of them do.
They mix in the good stuff.
Yeah, right. Depends.
So I railroaded you on this. Well, who's this from and what is it?
Oh, that's fine. Cuca pumpkin cream ale.
Like from Cuca, New York?
Yep.
Oh, I love Cuca Lake and everything down there.
Yeah.
So I think technically the brewery's in Hammondsport, if we're going to get all know-it-all-y.
Hammondsport, home of the Curtis Museum. Treat yourself.
Correct.
Treat yourself to the Curtis Museum.
I grew up 7 miles away from Hammondsport.
Did you really?
I sure did.
I love it down there.
Yeah, rude to utter perfection. Get it, cream ale.
I get it. Like a cow's teat.
Yes.
Give it a taste. Let people know what you think.
So when people ask us what our favorite pumpkin beer is, this is often the answer that
Let me see that because I have mine.
How long is this Cuca? What is the name? It's just called Cuca?
Son of a bitch.
The brewery, Cuca Brewing Company.
How long they been around?
Yeah.
A while then.
Yeah. Yeah, before us.
All right, a while then.
So that's...
I think they're
pretty. That's good. It's been a while, and I haven't, like, branched out bunch into different pumpkin beers, but my favorite is the Post Road.
That's a good one.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
But this is...
Brooklyn. Yep.
Brooklyn, yeah.
Post Road
pumpkin. Cool. But this is...
Yo, I don't like pumpkin beers, but I like that one.
That first taste is really different than a pumpkin beer that I've had.
It's like pumpkin pie in glass.
Yeah, it's like pumpkin pie, and it's like I'm at a holiday party right now.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a lot of times when you get like, oh, it tastes like apple pie or pumpkin pie, and the spices, and it's a lot of like cinnamon or whatever, and you're like, okay, yeah, I get it. But this is more of the sweetness of a pumpkin pie.
Oh, that's yummy.
That's good. I don't hate that.
They gave you the big dollop of sour cream. Sour cream?
No.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
What? We're putting sour cream on here now?
I would try that. I don't like whipped cream on my stuff. I feel like I would try sour cream.
I love sour cream.
On like a pie, like a sweet potato pie?
I would put whipped cream on my sour cream.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
I was talking about my Panchitos burrito earlier, and it's 80% sour cream. Like, it's a good amount.
You should, yeah.
I load that thing up.
I like it.
Joel and Carissa, branching out Bottle Shop in Camillus. We've done 3 of the K-Rock 4-pack. It is a $12 pack this week. You head on over and see them this weekend. Pick that up. What do we got there? Oh, sour cream donuts are good, Dragon Wolf. I agree. I do love sour cream donuts.
Yeah. And people want to know what you think about pumpkin.
Pumpkin is fine, and I don't mean that in a pejorative way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like the standard of pumpkin beers for a really long time.
Is that why?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Maybe, but it's also one of the most widely spread, you know, that you can
find.
We have the nitro version.
We have the coffee version. Yeah. We have the pumpkin. We just got a couple cases of the Warlock from them, which is the pumpkin.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Like, scarce supply this year. Yeah.
Their pumpkin whiskey is good, too.
I think I would enjoy that.
I had that. I'm not a whiskey guy, but that's strong. It's good.
Yeah. Southern Tier got into the distilling game a couple of years ago, and that pumpkin whiskey is very, very good.
Well, they used to do a Rum King where they barrel-aged the pumpkin in rum, and I'm sad they didn't do it anymore.
Oh, that does sound good.
Yeah.
All right, this one again, what is it?
Yeah, speaking of rum, this is Rosemary's Baby from Two Roads.
That's big.
Pumpkin with rum, aged in rum barrels and vanilla beans.
What's the ABV on this?
Only 6.8.
Wow, that tastes a lot bigger than it really is.
I don't know if this label means anything to you.
I know Rosemary's Baby, but I like
it. Isn't that Crib something?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think that's the thing from
Rosemary's Baby.
All right, that's the 4-pack.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That's the 4-pack.
I like that.
And that's a pumpkin ale as well, so we did 2 Oktoberfest and 2 pumpkins?
Yep,
now you got to decide which pumpkin you like better.
First one.
That Cuca is really, really good.
Yeah. Right? It's so smooth.
I just tried to order more and it's all out. So I've got like 8 cases left. And I'm
this is good, but
hoarding them.
First one.
Yeah.
Like, you know what it is about when they age a beer in a booze? I start to have flashbacks of like nights where I was doing shots and beers. And then,
Oh boy.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a whole like flavor thing happening in my brain. And
Yeah.
Things go sideways.
Your stomach does a backflip, and you're like, I remember how that night ended.
Oh, that was a lot of stuff. I was asleep somewhere in my yard. I don't know. It's the whole thing.
Speaking of stomachs doing backflips, we did bring a bonus beer.
Yes, I'm excited about this. So they brought a bonus beer. In no way was this approved for this segment. How dare they?
bring us another beer. I kid.
We forgot to send that email.
So, branching out Bottle Shop, obviously that four pack we just did, $12 over there. Go see them today. What are the weekend hours today through Sunday?
11 to 7 today and tomorrow, and then 12 to 5 on Sunday.
Cool.
Go Bills.
What is the bonus beer? What it says triple X on the can. There's like a skull and crossbones. K2.
It's K2's.
Oh, it's for me too?
It is.
Why?
Spicy.
Oh, it's the triple X cream ale.
So I think it's ghost pepper.
Ooh. No!
Make sure you have. There's more beers in all of these cans.
Oh, man.
You all right? Is it really spicy?
No, it's not.
Too spicy.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's.
All right, Just try it.
This one?
Yep.
Just pound it. Take it like a shot.
I recommend against that.
Yeah, I was saying, I did. I just sipped it.
Well, he did it anyway.
Kidding. I was just kidding.
Why would you lie to me?
Got him! Different type of burst.
Why would he do that?
Why
did you do that? And then she said, don't do it, but it was too late.
Because I sipped it. And I immediately went, oh, I got to tell him about
it. Why have you forsaken me?
Why? Is it really that bad?
Yeah, and a big gulp it is.
Yeah, go for it.
Get do some, it.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there
it is.
Do it. Oh, my God.
Are you breathing fire?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you
notice
like
how
spicy
Carissa
things,
didn't even try
nope.
it?
Nope.
You did it?
Nope.
Yeah.
I've been bamboozled. I've been bamboozled by this whole room. Everyone has turned on me.
Oh.
Not you, Barley. Not you, Barley.
Barley's got your beer.
Drink another beer. That's what happens here.
You son of a that. Bitch. You yeah. lied right
I
to
did
my
it.
Face.
I did it, too.
And?
It's spicy.
After.
Yeah, it's spicy.
I
want
to make chili with it.
Oh, you probably have.
Yeah,
that's
a great idea. Like, pinching in just thinking about
is
it.
Is the gas back or is the gas gone? I know where my gas is.
I don't know, man. That was really spicy.
Yeah.
But if you like spicy stuff, I can see you liking that beer.
Yeah, I can see people liking that.
Yeah.
Or just bring it to a friend's house for fun.
I don't know if it's coming back up or not, guys. I don't really know.
You're just waiting.
I don't know.
It is. It's spicy. It's got a nice aftertaste of spice. It's making
get a bucket.
I got saliva.
Get a bucket.
Yeah. All right. So run through them again. And then the bonus beer. What is the bonus beer on its own just if you want to go buy a can of that?
Yeah,
whatever. That's fine.
$4.
It's the K2
Triple X Cream Ale,
And you got a bunch of that over there?
I got a bunch of that. Yeah.
So if you want to trick some friends like frickin' my friend tricked me, say, no, do a big gulp of it.
Wipe these tears out of my eyes.
Yeah, go get some of this. And then go through the four-pack one.
They're out the sinuses.
So we got two Oktoberfests. We've got Oktoberfest from Firestone. Then we did the Oktoberfest from Jack's Abbey called Copper Legend. And we did Cuca Pumpkin Cream Ale, and then Two Roads, Rosemary's Baby.
Boom. Oh,
$12.
Nailed it.
Out the door.
$12. What a fun combo.
Awesome.
Kickstart your fall. That's a good football beer pack right there.
Yeah, it is.
Make yourself some, some submarine sandwiches, maybe some pizza rolls. I don't know, some snacks, and you drink those beers. You're good to go.
Or make some chili with the Triple X Cream Ale.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh.
Get some.
That's not a bad idea. You'd probably need just like half a can.
So when we first had it, we each had a sip, and then I put it in a mason jar to use for chili later. I was like, I don't really want to drink
and then
it.
The jar
I
melted.
Cook with it.
That's fun, though. Is there like an audience for really spicy beer?
Yeah, K2 does it all the time. Their anniversary, they did like 15, and if you could make it through a flight of 15 of their spicy beers, you got like a shirt or something. And I was like, ouch.
You also got ulcers. You got ulcers, too.
You got holes in your stomach.
Yeah, I'm wearing a shirt. I don't need a new one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
7.5% alcohol.
It doesn't even matter about the buzz because the burn buzz like gets rid of the buzz anyways.
Right.
Okay, guys.
Can I as a reference point, Josh?
Scorpion first.
Yeah.
Can I just let me try to put this into some type of a reference for you? Like the pocky chip and the chocolate. Times the what you're feeling now by 100.
Yeah, I know.
Hot Pocky?
I would say.
The Pocky Chip, the one chip challenge.
Oh.
They did that years ago. They did a chocolate challenge. It
destroyed my taste buds.
It rearranged his taste buds.
He had a buddy have like a toothpick of hot sauce and had a bloody nose instantly.
Yeah. The second it touched his.
Yeah. I don't know how people do it.
Why? Why do you put that in your body?
Like when you go to Firestone, what is it? Firestone? Is it Fire? What is it?
What?
My mouth is so hot I can't think of words right now.
Is what
the sub sandwiches, but it's fire something.
Oh, firehouse subs. Yeah, you go to firehouse subs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have like a whole roll of hot sauces from like 1 to 10, and I'll see people in there just like dumping the 10 on their sub, and I'm
no.
What are you not gonna taste anything?
Why did you even order a sub?
Right.
Have a hot sauce soup.
That stuff rearranged. First of all, it made it so I couldn't eat any hot sauce for like a year because it made all hot anything hot taste like cooking. Hot sauce. I know it's not a thing, but it was that bad.
Like it was cooking your tongue?
No. Like, you would only use this. You know how there's, like, cooking salt? Like,
Yeah.
Right. It tasted like a hot sauce. So you'd be like, no, just use this to, like, coat your pan to clean it.
this is a cleaning agent. All right.
Yeah, sorry.
We're running way behind.
Yeah. Nah, you said behind.
Thank you guys for making time for us. We, of course, love seeing you. I don't love that spicy beer, but I get it.
It's good now.
Go see Branching Out Bottle Shop over there in Camillus. Get the 4-pack, $12, K-Rock 4-pack, all right? For your leftovers, Cody Mack, I got to keep it quick, so I will tell you this. Duke Energy down in South Carolina, or North Carolina, rather, reported that 1,400 customers were affected Wednesday after a snake came in contact with their equipment and sparked a fire, causing electric grids to go down in the region.
How do they know it's a snake?
Because the snake was burned to death. On the electricity?
That's awful.
If you're looking for a snake that's going to knock out some utilities, I'll tell you what, this next guy is going to spark a real fire.
He's going to say...
It's going to get real hot, okay?
This snake is going to swallow you whole.
Griffin is up next. Have a great weekend. Be excellent to each other.